Congressman Don Young wants Alaska to take over timber-rich lands in Southeast Tongass National Forest from the federal government. He's authored legislation allowing the state to select almost 2 million acres of Forest Service property. Proceeds from timber sales would help fund the region's schools. Critics and opponents of the bill say the bill is a campaign tactic that has no chance of passing. They also say it reflects an outdated view of forest use. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Southeast's loggers and mill owners want more timber than the Tongass National Forest has been able to provide, and the region's communities and schools want to continue getting the federal timber money they've depended on for years. Alaska Congressman Don Young says his Timber Areas for Education Land Selection Act would help solve both problems. It would provide at least 250 board feet of timber a year to the region's mills, and it would turn over $15 million or more a year to Southeast schools. Young announced his bill as ranking member of the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee. Chris Floor is the committee's Republican chief of staff.
I think after a number of years of watching the environmental groups go after the timber industry and also going after all the land management plans for the Tongass, I think Mr. Young has been coming to the conclusion that it's time to start thinking of a different way to let the state of Alaska help out the economy and the school system in Southeast Alaska.
The bill would allow the state to take ownership of 1.8 million acres, or around 10% of the Tongass. Among the proposed selections are areas near Juneau's Echo Cove, substantial parts of Mitkoff and Wrangell Islands, and sections of Northern Baranoff and Prince of Wales Islands. Floor says timber revenues from the land could replace funding that's been provided through the federal Secure Rural Schools Act. The measure was drawn up with help from industry leaders and former Tongass staffers, but it's opposed by the region's largest environmental group. Mark Gannott of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says it represents an unrealistic and unpopular view of forest use.
Personally, I don't think the bill has much legs at this point in the session, so I don't know that it's going to go anywhere. The nation doesn't want to manage its forests for timber as a priority, but that's what the state does. This is a national forest. I don't see our national citizens wanting to give the forest away.
Young announced the bill as he began a campaign tour. Republican primary opponent Gabrielle Ledoux says his timing is suspicious.
First blush, my gut reaction to this legislation, it sounds like a pretty good idea, but I also find it interesting that Congressman Young would propose the legislation a day before a debate in Ketchikan.
She says she'd rather see the state own the land than the feds, but she says she's not sure Young's plan is the answer to Southeast's timber supply problems. Fleur of Young's staff says the measure has been in the works for months and denies it's a campaign tool. He acknowledges the bill will be hard to push through the current Congress, but he says it's an opportunity to educate other elected officials and lay the groundwork for a future effort. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.